So we mentioned that part of the process of tshuva is a person, beside if a person had a aver between himself and another individual. So every aver ben olam l'chaver really has two elements to it. It has the aver of ben olam l'makom between him and a kadosh baruch hu. Baruch Hashem said to the Torah, "Don't steal." He didn't listen to a kadosh baruch hu, so he has to do tshuva on the aver which he did ben olam l'makom. That he didn't listen to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He has to be oiz of the chet. He has to be mekabel Allah Habo not to do it. He has to have charata, and he has to say vidu that he did the veir of gazalnu lo sigzel. Besides that, he has to return the money. Obviously, the mitzvah that till he's done that, he has not finished the veir. What we're mechadish that there's another element of the veir between him and another person. He caused another person pain. He's mechuyev to correct that issue also. As part of the tshuva process, he must correct that issue that he caused somebody else pain. He has to ask mechila. And that applies to any mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru. He has to ask mechila as part of the tshuva process. In general, a person might say, you know what, I don't want to do it right away. The person maybe is not ready to be moichel me, and that is a good thought. The Mishnah says you shouldn't be murat to somebody b'shas kasoi. He's upset. It's not a good time to try and appease him. But eventually he has to do that. The cutoff point is by Erev Yom Kippur, because since it comes to Kippur, we have to do tshuva, and we have to be matire ourselves and cleanse ourselves from the avera. We haven't cleansed ourselves from the avera. We've not corrected the Beidonim Mechavera element also. So Erev Yom Kippur, at the latest, the person has to ask Mechila. So it's brought down that a person should be asking Mechila of Erev Yom Kippur. Again, you do not need to wait to Erev Yom Kippur. You're allowed to do it before that. But sometimes maybe the right time to do it is Erev Yom Kippur. The person's not ready to hear from you yet, etc. So a person would make sure that he would do that. So again, so if he's waiting because, not just pushing off, he's waiting because he feels that the person will hear him better and listen better after some time has passed, that's fine. But we can't wait too long. You can't wait past Erev Yom Kippur. The person, Mishnah Berurah says, a person preferably should go himself and ask Mechila. The fact that you're going and you're recognizing what you've done and you're humbling yourself, that itself is part of the process of correcting what you've done. But you might feel sometimes that if you go yourself, it's not going to work. If you send somebody else instead, it might work better. You have a friend, you have a common friend, which is going to be able to smooth it over and he'll explain and be able to talk it out better than you might do yourself. Or maybe a Rebbe. I once got a phone call from one of my Rebbeim that somebody was a chaver of mine in yeshiva, does something to me many years ago, and he's been bothering him for years. He called the Rebbe up and the Rebbe should speak to me about it and ask me to be moichel. So if using an intermediary is if you feel that it will be more effective, you can use an intermediary. Otherwise, the person should go himself and address the issue. One last point for today. We'll talk about this more tomorrow. Mishnah Berurah points out that you should when you come to ask Mechila, Mishnah Berurah says it. Mishnah says it in Sefer Chofetz Chaim also. You're supposed to say what you've done wrong. I'm asking Mechila because I did this to you. You know, 3 months ago I did this, whatever it is. I said something which wasn't nice. However, if the person will be embarrassed by you bringing it up again, it'll remind him and make him feel bad, etc. You do not need to explain what was done. You just say, you know, I did something wrong to you. I feel bad about it. I'm asking Mechila. And the person is like, oh, that's sufficient. But otherwise, you should. Now, there's a famous, they say over that this is a famous discussion. They say over that this psak of the Chofetz Chaim, when they brought the same Chofetz Chaim to the Rav Yisrael Salanter, they say over that when he saw the whole, he said he agreed with everything in the Sefer except for this halacha. Because this halacha itself, there's an element of a nos devorim. You're pointing out something you've done bad to the person. You might feel you're pointing out something of that sort. It's not something you should be talking about either. You should try and move on from that. So it's better maybe not to say it. So obviously the halacha is paskin that if you feel that it will not hurt him and not pain him, he'll address it the way detachedly. You know, then you should mention what you've done wrong. Otherwise, you should actually not say, just I did something wrong, and please be mindful. Have a good morning.